They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A new budget, a new record deficit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This morning, President Obama sends Congress his budget for next fiscal year. If it's adopted, the deficit would rise to more than $1.5 trillion, a new record. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us live from New York with some detail. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
So what are some highlights of this budget?
Well, the White House says 120 programs will either be reduced or eliminated. There's one plan to scrap a Bush-era program to send astronauts back to the moon. There is a lot of new spending, though, $100 billion for a jobs package that would include tax credits for small businesses and investments in clean energy and infrastructure. There is also some increased spending on things like education and airline security.
And all this new spending, Amy, moves us toward this record deficit. Any indication how the president might trim that someday?
Right. Well, the president likes to remind us that he inherited a huge deficit from the Bush administration. He's pledged to cut that in half by the year 2013. And one way he plans to do that is by freezing a lot of domestic spending for 3 years, ending some Bush-era tax cuts. He's also calling for a bipartisan debt commission, whose job it will be to look for additional cuts to the budget.
Marketplace's Amy Scott, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Today, Toyota will tell its dealers they should get parts to fix sticky gas pedals later this week. But 4 million customers may have to wait a while for repairs. Toyota will give that update publicly later today. Stocks are going nowhere in particular this morning. They're flat in Europe, mixed in Asia. On Wall Street, could February be any worse than January? The S&P 500 gave up 3.7% last month, and the Dow lost almost that much. It closed Friday at 10,067. The riskiest state in America for a property insurance company? Florida. That's why so many big national insurers have been scaling back there. Today, State Farm of Florida will start dumping thousands of policies. Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports other insurers see that move as an opportunity.
Insurance companies call them peaks, places prone to catastrophic weather, where insurers risk paying out a lot of claims.
Like a place where you get cyclones and a place where you can get landslides, that will be a peak. Florida is considered like a super peak.
Bob Lotain is with the Florida Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. He says to keep State Farm in Florida, state regulators agreed to let the company boost its premiums and drop its riskiest policies, 125,000 of them.
Someone else's crisis is someone else's opportunity.
Bob Ritchie started American Integrity 5 years ago. That's one of dozens of small insurers that have cropped up in Florida as big insurance companies have pulled back.
We don't sit down and cross our fingers and toes and say, let's just get lucky one more year. We clearly have strategic planning for when the wind blows and when it doesn't blow.
Ritchie says American Integrity manages risk by charging higher premiums and keeping overhead low and covering only a slice of the super peak that is Florida. I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
The World Economic Forum wound up today in Davos, Switzerland. We wind up our special coverage of the event with one of the big storylines that emerged there in the last week, the powerful presence of China. From Davos, Marketplace's Stephen Beard filed this report.
A fitting symbol for the forum, pianist Lang Lang plays Chopin, someone from China beating the West at its own game. Jeremy Warner of the Daily Telegraph says this year in Davos, the Chinese really overshadowed their Western rivals.
They certainly appear very self-confident. They know where they're going. They've got a plan. They've got long-term investment. In marked contrast to the advanced economy policymakers and business leaders here.
There's always a buzz at Davos.
They have a big margin for improvement.
A persistent theme you overhear in the hallways and in the parties. This year, it's China. How it's rebounding while the Americans and the Europeans bicker about banker bonuses and tougher regulation. Ian Bremmer is boss of the Eurasia Consultancy. He says with the US and Europe in relative decline and China rising, we're entering a dangerous phase.
It is about economic well-being. It's about national security. And when you have 10% growth in China and 10% unemployment in the United States, conflict is coming whether or not you want it.
Some of the attendees here say a trade war is likely. Others predict an actual war. But Ken Hirsch is an optimist. He's the boss of a $9.5 billion private equity firm. He says the U.S. and China won't come to blows.
I don't think the Chinese and the Americans are going to have irreconcilable differences. The Chinese own $2 trillion of the U.S. Treasury. They can't let the United States go down.
Cold comfort for Americans, but a sign of the interdependence fostered by the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab, the lugubrious Swiss professor who founded the forum four decades ago, wound up this year's annual meeting on the same theme.
We didn't solve all the problems in the world, but I think we demonstrated very much that we are a human global community.
And I think in Davos, Switzerland, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, to Malaysia, where the wages of sin are four buffalo and a pig. A native court there has ordered a couple caught in an affair to compensate their communities with livestock. The couple insisted they were just best friends, to no avail. I believe it was Beretta who said, "Don't do the crime if you can't do the buffalo and the pig." This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.